This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump has decided to scrap a plan to cut billions of dollars worth of foreign aid. We get the details from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Since taking office, the Trump administration's tried each year to slash foreign affairs spending by up to 30%, with lawmakers on both sides rejecting it each time. The president's tried again and now given up on cutting some $4 billion in aid Congress had already approved. A senior administration official says the president was looking to cut what he saw as wasteful spending. Lawmakers disagreed. Sagar Magani at the White House.
A three-year investigation that began with one victim and a single bank account has resulted in the breakup of a multinational online fraud conspiracy. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Who can forget the famous Nigerian prince scam?
Los Angeles-based U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna says things have changed a lot since then, as 80 people are charged with taking part in a multi-million-dollar online fraud scheme that has its roots in Nigeria. Hanna says the scammers stole money from businesses, the elderly, and the lovelorn.
Victims think they are developing a dating relationship, when in fact they're just being tricked into sending money to the fraudsters.
A number of people have been arrested. Others are fugitives in the U.S., while most of the rest are thought to be in Nigeria. Authorities are hoping to extradite them to the U.S. to face charges. I'm Tim McGuire.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow up, but the S&P and the NASDAQ closing in negative territory. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 0.19%, but the S&P lost 0.05%. while the NASDAQ dropped by 0.36. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Iran displayed what it described as a domestically built long-range mobile surface-to-air missile system Thursday. Reuters correspondent Megan Revell reports.
State TV released footage on Thursday showing President Hassan Rouhani at the unveiling ceremony for the Bavar 373 system. The announcement comes amid rising tension with the United States. Iran shot down a U.S. surveillance drone in the Gulf with a surface-to-air missile in June, saying it was over its territory. But the U.S. insists the drone was in international airspace. Iran has developed a large domestic arms industry in the face of international sanctions and embargoes. Western analysts say Iran often exaggerates its weapon capabilities, but there are still strong concerns about its long-range ballistic missile program.
That's Megan Revell of Reuters. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo assured Canada on Thursday the United States is working to get China to release two Canadians it detained last year on espionage charges in cases linked to U.S. charges against the chief financial officer of Huawei. Pompeo said at a news conference that China wants to make the two situations equivalent, but the arrests of the two Canadians are not a matter of law, but of retaliation.
That's what China wants to talk about. They want to talk about these two as if they are they're equivalent, as if they're morally similar, which they fundamentally are not.
China detained former Canadian diplomat Michael Kovrig and entrepreneur Michael Spavor in December of 2018 in an apparent attempt to pressure Canada to release Meng Wanzhou. Meng, the CFO of Huawei, was arrested December 1st in Vancouver at the request of U.S. authorities, who want her extradited to stand trial on fraud charges in the United States. A United Nations spokesman said on Thursday that the organization is very concerned about the most recent forest fires in the Amazon. Speaking in New York, Stefan Dujarric said that all forests are essential for the health of the entire world.
The international community recognizes this importance of the forest, not only the Amazon, but also the forests in the Congo Basin, in Indonesia. The health being of all these massive, massive forests is critical for the well-being of humanity.
His comments came after Brazil's official monitoring agency reported a sharp increase in wildfires this year. Brazil's president suggested some NGOs could be setting the blaze in retaliation for losing state funds, but he did not provide any evidence for that allegation. For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.
R&B, pop, hip-hop, all the